ultrasound.
Summer's here, and Western kids are playing in the sun. Now, wait a minute, that's entirely inoperative. It's not summer. No kids are playing in the sun. Well, some of them are, but at the moment it's night. Anyway, of course they ought to take advantage of every opportunity to play in the sun or in inclement weather conditions without exposure to the natural level of pathogens and foreign objects normally found in the natural world. Children will never develop the appropriate immunities which may preserve them as children and later as adults from the indignities of assault by pathogenic disease. A gay penguin couple in China's Polar Land Zoo were ostracized by other penguins and then placed in a separate enclosure after they made repeated attempts to steal the eggs of straight penguin couples and replace them with stones. Men who have more brothers than sisters are more likely to have sons, and men who have more sisters than brothers are more likely to have daughters. Babies who ride in forward-facing buggies may be more stressed and develop more slowly than babies in parent-facing buggies, and babies who are carried in slings cry less than babies who are transported in buggies.
I've got the gradual downturn of that.
Yeah, the show's come full circle now.
I'm starting to go down.
I was talking about babies.
You see, I'm going down.
Researchers may have identified a genetic variant that
that's me in the chair
undermasculinizes the feral fetal brain.
Wait till I get to the bottom
thereby
of the chair before I
get to the male to female transgender.
You are still there on the phone?
Going down.
And you're probably still saying bad words. That's 31 minutes they've been hanging.
Light drinking during pregnancy.
Hoping to say what?
Scientists.
A bad word.
Does not harm babies.
Trying to get a slip of bad word in.
Seems to produce smarter, better behaved children.
It's a good thing we have that new
effect.
Absolute silence.
That new Dynamax caller screening tool
coming from more privileged
that manages to pre-scan the caller's thoughts and determine which ones will be sneaky words trying to be thrown in or get past the thought sensors.
Fat American children are twice as likely to suffer limb injuries
alone by the sensors.
Didn't have any claws on his hand.
However, that last part was censored due to the harsh
nature of the general public didn't hear that part, or that.
British doctors warned that parents of little boys should always leave toilet seats up, lest toddlers drop heavy wooden or ornamental toilet seats and thereby experience penis crush. And British women with bad complexions were pleased with the effects of a new skin-rejuvenating liquid called Vavelta, which is made from American baby foreskins.
Are you going to X-ray?
American baby foreskins.
Autistic children, a study revealed, are expensive.
Well, you know, what I hate about X-Day is it requires the travel. You must give up your personal liberty.
Forgiving airlines.
Proceed to the local airport.
You're in the hands of...
Put your hands in the hands of TSA experts who have only your comfort.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who holds the throttle.
Heart. They only want you to be
Emilio Earhart.
They would never do anything to make you feel unsafe or...
We hope you'll enjoy being members of our 10 Miles High Club. We'll pass out plastic wings for the kiddies.
Miles will be there at the Miles High Club.
Any attempt to disable or disfigure a smoke alarm in a lavatory will result in immediate ejection from the aircraft.
And now, the guest you've all been waiting for, the super guest, super safe host that's been here for so long. He's so wise, knows so much about so many things.
Who could
it must be the famous Dr. Howe.
Am I on? Britain was found to be the most promiscuous in
Britain was found again?
Nation,
oh, no!
Whereas Taiwan is the least. Frenchmen were found to have the longest, thickest penises in the European Union, whereas the thinnest and shortest were found on Greeks. Psychologists found that ovulating French women...
And where did they find these penises on the Greeks?
...menstruating French women to give their phone numbers to attractive men named Antoine. Researchers found
the subject
between a Czech woman's orgasms and the amount of time she spends in foreplay, but did find that orgasm was likelier to occur the longer she spends having intercourse. On average, intercourse lasts more than twice as long for Czechs as for Americans.
And concepts
the researchers posited as an explanation a greater appreciation of intercourse and sensuality by Europeans than by Americans. Female elephant nose fish were observed to identify their male counterparts based on the male's weak electrical charge rather than on their outlandish appearance. Scotland was experimenting with re-beavering.
Re-beavering?
Yes,
it's
having
like de-beaking your squid.
Exhausted their ancient supply of Cambrian beavers, the Scots, canny as they are now restocking their ponds and leaves with
Are they going to be able to retrieve their island? They've
These
been
are
out of trees
as close genetically to the original beavers that were indigenous as can be achieved in the modern world.
Even though they used... Did they use that DNA they found in the bone?
DNA? No, I don't think they needed to do anything so elaborate. They just
the
imported
DNA
a couple
they
of
found
beavers.
In the, what about those mammoths they found in Siberia that they were going to clone their DNA and we were going to see new mammoths?
A 2,000-year-old brain was found in the mud in York, England, and a 6,000-year-old skeleton with its middle finger in its mouth was found in the Sahara Desert. Cannibals in Papua New Guinea, it was reported, prefer Japanese people and find Caucasians too salty. Neanderthals never learned how to throw things. Laran dwarfs in southern Ecuador
that would have helped
were discovered
a lot if they
to be
could just
free
do a little
of cancer and diabetes.
Projectile vomiting.
In Kenya, the widespread misuse of mosquito nets as fishing nests threatened to spread malaria and to deplete fish stocks in Lake Victoria and in South Africa.
Or in other same such in horrible places.
AIDS patients were smoking their antiretroviral drugs to get high or selling them to teenage drug users.
What is this thing about smoking drugs? I mean, I don't understand the allure.
Brazilian criminals were using pigeons to work as drug mules, and Iranian security forces claimed to have discovered a spy pigeon attached to invisible strings near a rosewater production plant. Mexican scientists turned tequila into diamonds. Bees can count to four. Jellyfish were proliferating wildly all over the world, and the town of Hamelin was plagued
not taking pictures
by
on the
rats.
Show, are you?
I have a new little software picture app taken here.
What and
it does
think
a better job.
Next.
It actually tests
the
potentiometer before it takes
the
picture.
Technical
and if the
vastness of the future
is showing. It
no
tests
miracle
to make sure
could
it's stable.
Be disbelieved.
So it's like a stable. It works like a stable, an image stabilizer.
Now they have
it doesn't take
the
picture until it knows that you're not shaking.
The mail.
You know, like
all
I'm going like this.
Comforts
most of,
the
time.
Of home.
I'm always
with all the
going
genius
like this.
Of science.
And that makes you go, yeehaw!
Just listen to those cries of pure joy.
This is the best version of me I could figure out before this
show. How fortunate we are indeed to live in the giant cities of the future with their mile-high adamantium towers,
so I picked up this strange
spiral ramps,
home video
overhead
album.
Monorails, yeah. Helicopters.
Adamantium?
Number 19 is Kitten on the Keys. The show guy before us is freaking out.
Yeah. Is that what you're looking for?
He's flipping out. He's completely lost his mind.
Here
anything
in the
that's yours?
Great city of Megalopolis, science is carried to an extreme, if inhuman, pitch.
No.
Just a blurry blitch.
Yeah, that's.
Well, it may appear to be a blur to you, but.
It's just a blitch. It's
to
a
some,
blurry blitch.
It's crystal clear in horrifying
actually,
focus.
What is it? This is Thursday.
Showing every
so
hair, pimple, and dimple.
This weekend, in a few days, in
a
like
hair
two
pimple?
Or 3 days, there are a whole slew of guys who are going to be marching around. Now
again?
That they're old guys at Stanton Military Academy.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Are they threatening
weekend.
An insurrection?
No, they can't do that. Well, the sad part is there is a girl world.
Why not?
generation.
That
so
is sad.
Why not? Kids.
Girl world.
Well, part of Mary Baldwin College for Women is a thing called, I can't remember its proper name, but it is basically an ROTC unit for young women.
It's my iPhone.
And I actually just.
Are you sure this isn't some?
I'm in slow motion communication with one who,
fervid personal fantasy.
It certainly was. It most certainly was.
Yeah, your fantasy.
And that's right.
This is your fantasy.
It was a shared thing. We would lie in our racks at night, speaking and thinking like this.
You would admire their racks. Is that what you said?
No, that's not what I said. In the girls that would be in the band if the school were co-ed.
Gowers.
We talked a lot about that.
Which
ones would they be?
Forever.
They'd all play.
But you know what? Part is in my life is suddenly I saw extra marching band, and they were exactly as I described those girls so long ago.
Where were they? This particular style, was it like the same style?
Yeah, it was wearing Shakos and ripped fishnet.
You remember that routine they did that time? At
I
the
do, and
Odeon
I have that
bar.
On tape. And at some point, oh, that's
you got to put that
you.
Up on
exactly.
On,
I will
YouTube.
Find it, and that was so amazing. Ina put together a drill team of young women with mm-hmm. rifles.
Yeah, they had all the military gear.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I almost couldn't shoot it. I was laughing so hard. That was so amazing.
They did exercise with their rifles, you know.
Yes. Even in a crowd, they always have this wonderful capacity for making a hole, as we used to say in the Navy, and they clear the place entirely and move crowds of drunken young men out of the way and do a drill team. Every show they do, except the fundraiser for Hollis. Almost one word dot blog. No, it's not blog. And you're going to X Day too, so nobody will be here. It will be as if X Day happens, because then everybody's like, "Foop!" Everybody's subgenius is gone from the
studio. I am hoping to go to X Day, but I don't know whether I will or not. Perhaps
I
shall.
It's just me sitting here, you know, with this thing going. And a ha ha.
Trying to X Day this year.
I am X Day this year. Every year.
He's X Day every day.
Yeah.
So.
I'll be there. I'm gonna go to Dr. Howell's suitcase.
Yeah. You're gonna go in Hal's suitcase?
Yeah. He's got a big suitcase.
A zoot suitcase.
So cool.
I understand.
That's the amazing thing. I'm working right now on a
totally
videotape of the actual
air conditioned.
To me, there was only
with
one.
Hot
it happened in 1998. I was out in the desert with firearms and propane and Seth Malice,
propane,
Robert Burke,
even a little bit
Elizabeth,
Seth
who refused
Malice,
to wear a top
Robert
on.
Burke and Elizabeth
lots of guns.
Wear a top as she fired lots
I became
of
worried
guns.
With the guns.
Well, I became worried every time I come to the show.
Now there's no need for worry.
I become worried.
No.
But I become worried
you're
every
among
time
friends
I'm in the
here.
Daytime.
Relax.
So during the day, I either try to
settle
sleep
back.
All day.
And
because
enjoy
when I'm awake in the daytime, it's somewhat worrisome. Everything around me is such hustle and bustle, and people are so frantic. And dogs are barking and cars are moving and everybody's crying and wheeling about something that they've been slighted or hurt by and victimized according to. And the government is oppressing us and the people are not getting what they want, which is their own personal liberty. Just a little slack would be good enough.
Slack?
I just need a little slack.
Yes, those slackers.
While they pay their tithes and perform their oblations to their strange ritualistic gods.
Nah, leave them their amusements.
And there they go.
Bread and circuses. Yep. Oh, all right, yes. Move that lot out. We're going to have a new one in there very shortly.
Yes, these new recruits, they're just not like the old recruits when we used to get up early in the morning.
Spectacular!
March the recruits across the stage in front of us, and we would chide and ridicule them and make fun of their different new appendages and their gelatinous forms, ectomorphic forms that were extruding across the stage, leaving their spoor.
A military school that had different people from different planets.
Yeah, and you never know what you have to clean up after that. That's why you have a special janitorial crew that comes in that's got all the orange oil and the special
orange oil
and the big vacuum cleaner, because they don't want to pick something like that. No way. So they have special tools just to pick up the deposited spoor.
Spoor trail. I used to watch that.
Yeah, that was a great show back in the 50s, Spore Trail.
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember like that great show?
It was like a wagon train space ride, Spore Trail.
Yes, Wagon Train to the Stars, they characterized it.
Yeah, and they had old Ward Bond Jr. was in it, you know, kind of carrying on the tradition.
Yes, and J. Fred Muggs as Rachel. Well,
how sweet.
Yeah, that was.
She carried on in her father's
live tradition. TV all the bloopers they made right out there in front of everyone.
Yeah, they blooped. They were blooping when nobody else even knew what a blooper was till little Kermit Schaefer.
That's right.
Came by with the
about like
Kermit.
Like
pardon
laughing?
My blooper, Schaefer. No, Kermit Schaefer collected radio and TV.
Oh, Kermit
bloopers.
Schaefer. Oh, geez, ad nauseum.
Then he published those books of "Pardon My Blooper"
Endless,
and
right.
more.
Actually, have a copy. I have a pristine copy of his first album, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
has that one.
He released an album.
They are.
Oh,
they
he had several albums.
Yeah, many, many, and they're transformative when you're 10, you know.
Yeah.
They were wonderful.
They were wonderful. And actually, if I got a pristine copy of one of them just recently, and I put it on, and it was really nice hearing it in such a clean, uncrackly version, you know, because all the other copies I'd ever heard were all... They were old records and
what?
Played
I'm
a lot.
I'm just going to look around your record collection in your mind here.
Okay, go ahead.
My, this is a record collection.
Yeah. Check over in that area to the right.
It says here 8484425.
Yeah, that's a number you're supposed to call and you get free records.
You have a turntable here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Over there.
The
yeah, there's two turntables over there and you can actually scratch.
Professional media music.
You can scratch a little if you need to.
Wow,
you know.
Like
production library. Production library. Production library.
What's on those?
Key music and mood music.
Hand cranked Victrola.
What's on those production library?
An old thorn for a needle.
What's just standard
well now I'm a trying to
some of those this last weekend
and
oh,
what
it's
a
got
weekend
golden
that
touch
was,
on
eh?
It it's got manpower. I remember these are great.
Yeah
these are wonderful.
And now they're
and now you've recorded them to digital.
Well, I will be. Right now I'm listening to them to find out what golden power is and things like that.
Golden
we'll find out
power.
Now on the show.
Dr. Silver's Golden.
Hey, you know, I want to get copies of these. Do you want me to rip them for you and make digital copies?
No, but I can bring them.
Thoroughly ripped. Whatever happened to ripping?
Because I'll just sit there and do it tomorrow.
Let me
I'll
see
do all
I'm
of
them. I'm playing
them
right now.
Because they're the advertising stuff that I like to collect. I have a whole bunch of this kind of stuff. I love it.
Me too. I have a whole bunch of this kind of stuff.
I got it on the records.
Golden Touch.
I got it on the records you gave me. Don't you remember all those sales records you gave me?
Yeah. Thunderbuns. That's the one I wanted when I was standing in the store. I thought,
what
okay.
the?
Now, what's this? Isn't one of them, is it?
Sounds like a cicada on a bender. The Lost Squeakin.
So, yeah, he like forgot what his rhythm was. He
forgot where what his place was.
He forgot could just what the
drool,
temperature
he
was.
He could just drool his sound, but he couldn't modulate.
And then he split
it
down the
like
back.
It sounds like the Swingin' Love Corps.
Escaped the chrysalis of his former skeleton.
This is the part where Doug Fowler jumps off the stage onto the seats.
And this is where the bad sax and trumpet come in.
Yeah, it's like... When you were at a party, get your portable Swingin' Love Corpses loop tape. Yeah, Thunderbuns. Wow.
Yeah, it does sound like the Swingin' Love Corpses. It's amazing.
Sounds like this, studio version of the Swingin' Love Corpses.
You don't have two turntables where you could get another one going, another Thunderbuns going slightly off time with that
no,
one,
No, because they're all different.
Boy, today.
Wouldn't that be great?
And I've done that.
Yeah, I know. You used to do that.
I used to do that. And the other thing on the other station
the same
that
album
was you could
on, out
put
of phase.
One album and you could swing the tone arms around and play the same album. So it was just behind. But
oh, man.
I do that here.
That's just trippy. That's totally trippy. That would flip people out if you did that here.
Well, I don't, because then they crash their cars.
And then they freak.
Yeah.
The gendarmes get all
no
upset.
No one need freak with the Jean-Paul Van Damme.
And
no,
they freak,
no,
they flip. They pursue a life of indifferent leisure.
Freakatronic,
freakadelic,
freak out.
What's wrong with this life of leisure, this hedonistic approach to give it all, take it all, and Love it now.
But what about your sober years of serious
How about your sober week? Isn't that all right? Isn't that enough? Why go crazy?
Well,
yeah,
no,
that's what I like to hear when I'm having a tall, stiff one.
Cracker Barrel philosopher. Poor country doctor.
I give a call to 848-4425.
Not what you'd call a
area code.
Very sophisticated fella. But I've got some opinions.
I think it's
about
time to make our meeting.
I think we can sit around the hot, pot-bellied stove in the general store.
It's like
eat some crackers and pickles.
Eat some crackers and talk out our Cracker Barrel philosophy.
It's the Cheers theme. Extended and changed your life.
Now, it seems to me that when a feller says that early Ceratopsian dinosaurs were non-aggressive, they're not really accepting all
the evidence. I think they're trying to play the Cheers theme song, but they never can get into it.
Well, no, it's the whole thing. If you don't want to get into it,
it's just as likely.
Copyright me.
Yeah, but that's one guy, and he's trying to go over. He's trying to get the other guy's attention. He has his eyes closed, and he's just vamping. And the other guy won't. He's like doing his best to get his attention, but he's just vamping. And he's just
thought by stereotype inducing.
Shakedown crew.
It's Love Boat, the Love Boat, shaking you down on the Love Boat.
Wow. Yeah, that's what they do these days. They put you on the Love Boat and they hijack you
on the
off the coast of
craft.
Somalia. On the
Love
Boat. But then the insurance company will simply pay the ransom.
There were TVs that were around me, and I'd be walking someplace else, and the Love Boat would be one of those things in a barracks or someplace. It'd be like on.
And it was always on, and it was like ran in syndication 12, 15 times a day.
No lie.
There was a lot of love back then.
Yeah,
a lot of love.
That was great back then. I wish we were back then.
Don't you remember back then when we had a lot of love going on, folks? A lot of people were loving each other.
Back in the good old days, back in the good time.
Yeah, on the Love Boat. We were all on the Love Boat that time, you know, me and you. And
Bob, bobbing along.
And what's their names? Van Johnson.
This is actually the love theme.
Ida Lupino.
Ida Lupino.
I don't hear love.
You mean
theme. Oh, because I've got to press
it's love theme stuff. From Love Boat.
Oh, I see.
This one's called Love Theme B.
On the Love Boat.
Oh.
It's like cartoon music. Cartoon. It is cartoon music. Oops.
Yes, I feel that it's the best kind of cartoon music. The kind
cartoon.
Animated cartoon.
It immediately tells the user it's going to be one of those, or the child, that it's going to be one of those lesser exciting cartoons. Probably a mellow tune.
Circus?
Probably a United Art. What was that company that made mellow tunes, Dr. Howe? Remember those?
Metal tunes?
Mellow tunes.
Mellow tunes?
The Mellow Tunes, remember those?
Mellow tunes?
Yeah, they did fairy tales. It was very crude animation. It was.
You know exactly what.
Not fractured fairy tales.
No, those things were good.
No Mellow Tunes, but maybe it was the Harvey Studio.
Mellow.
Mellow
Tunes.
A spin off of the great world of Fleischer that once existed.
I'm going to go back and do a little search, research on that topic. I know that's something the callers on the caller bank sure do want to know. It's one of the top questions we get here on the show at 848-4425 in the 510 area code, and our caller bank is just completely packed. But if you call now, we'll promise we'll put you at the front of the line, and you'll be the next one answered. If you call right now, we'll put you ahead of every one of these other callers who've been waiting anxiously.
Philo, what
just to try to sneak
call?
A dirty word
it's,
in.
Philo, what happens if they don't call? Tell them that part.
Philo,
if they don't call, their nights will be,
I think
will
we
be
all
haunted
need to wait
with
in
the
line
death
and,
cries of hideous, malformed, nightmarish creatures from within the depths of their most horrific dream
line
state.
Line up now. Get in line today.
Those will be the things, the horrors that haunt their mind forever.
But maybe it'll be a tropical paradise, and that wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, I also
wait,
wanted
what about this tropical paradise?
A mind-walking
Well, instead of a mind-riveting abyss of horrific necrophagus suffocating horror, it might turn out to be a tropical paradise.
That could be.
Everybody would have a good time.
That could be.
Really?
So,
well, cool. We'll do that
just
instead.
Okay, let's go there. Alternate possibility
there. Like
I'm
that.
Offering.
Yeah. Hey, man, you guys want some
part of my course in success and sex and real estate?
And just lie here
naked on the beach.
You know what I don't understand?
As
soon as we get off on this good stuff, then Dr. House starts hawking his personal gear again. He's like selling the sex and real estate scam. Okay, but look, he's approaching those little ladies.
Jurassic theropod dinosaurs.
Look, those ladies are at least 82 years old.
Proceratosaurus is a middle Jurassic theropod.
He's reading
his
dinosaur
marvel
again. Look at
Gloucestershire,
that.
England.
Man, he has no shame.
It was first
he
described
them all.
Megalosaurus genus. Then it was thought to be related to Ceratosaurus.
She's trying to get away. She's acting like, yes, I'm kind of interested, but please, I must go shopping.
Cladistic analysis indicates it's the oldest known calorosaur.
You must release me from your grip, Dr. Howe. Please, let me go! Let me go!
The skull
Look,
has many unique
over.
Characteristics.
He's not
and
go
may,
over.
In fact,
just
be the oldest known Tyrannosaurus. It has a short premaxilla, a well-developed jugal recess,
premaxillary teeth that
are considerably smaller than maxillary teeth, and the anterior
the clock's a little off. I'm going to retune the clock here.
There you go.
Atomic clock at Greenwich
That was an atomic caller, an atomic bachelor.
Yeah, atomic bachelor.
It zoomed away around the other side of the planet.
He just called 848-4425 to find out the area code. He said what time it was. He said who we were.
Right.
He told the world what we need to say at a certain time, and then he went on his way in a burst of hyperactivity that's unmatched at this time, normally at this juncture. Yes, thank you.
And it seems they finally come to a consensus on what the notorious dinosaur Dracorex Hogwartsia ate. The answer, a little bit of everything. Serrations on the incisor teeth strongly indicate an omnivorous diet in this creature, which had a very elaborate head but a fat body where it stored the food it constantly chewed. The giant prehistoric rutabaga, or parsnip, which allegedly once grew near the base of Mount Munch in the Tootleberg Forest.
Yeah, man. Oh.
What was this?
Oh, I just thought of this little email that was on the Stanton Military County Bulletin Board.
Oh, yeah.
Where a guy had many beat hours, which meant he would have to walk around with his rifle. Instead of going downtown for fun, you would walk off one demerit an hour on the asphalt on your nice Friday and Saturday afternoon, marching around. And, so this guy wrote about, last night, I guess, wrote about how the commandant of the school then said, well, you can work this off if you work in my backyard digging a swimming pool. I'll take away all the demerits.
Wow.
So they went and did that. And then he said, oh, there's a lake down there on my property. You guys go down there and swim.
Oh, lake?
So that turned into cool. And he wandered down to, as they were going down the lake, he saw a commune of people sleeping in cars and tents, like dirty hippies.
Uh-huh.
And he said the memory of that stayed with him forever, how weird all this was. And then he said, did anybody else go to this property and see those guys? Did that really happen?
Or was it just an acid trip that he had at the time, right?
Or being a military, I mean, I just love this movie.
Yeah, the whole military
the whole
experience. Like
all these other people had all these other experiences. Like, whoa. Yeah, working on the pool, working on Dad's pool. Pretty funny. Anyway, man, I'm in the 60s all night tonight.
I brought my little portable theremin.
We'll be in the 60s
until 4
a.m.
Nearly that
I'm gonna
old.
Play, I'm going to play the theremin along with this band for a little while.
And the little car is there.
They look up instead.
Yeah, that's
now,
it.
Now, what's all
giant
this?
Giant root of evil disc.
A giant weevil?
A weevil disc.
Giant weevil disc.
Weevil
dad.
Well,
all right.
Weevil dad.
If you're talking about a cursed...
Weevil dad.
The 1200s.
Well,
other
every
words,
weevil has a little dad and a little
mom, right?
A
medieval
weevil.
So,
they have to.
It was
and
in the
a baby weevil, the little
How'd
brother and sister weevil. It's like a family of weevils.
Now, you may have heard of the famous French monastic scholar and scribe Odorenus.
Yeah, Odorinus. Yes, I remember him.
He wrote commentaries on the Gospels. And he also wrote some early books on musical theory, letting us know
that
how...
That was like 11th century, though, wasn't it?
Yep, the 11th century.
Right, Odorinus.
The time of Odorinus. Well, I guess
you
can't
stop progress.
Do you
remember Odoracer? Odoracer was another one of those early Gothic, strangely named Frenchmen.
Was he a monk?
Yes, he was a monk. Odoracer.
I guess anybody
Odoracer was not a monk.
Doing any kind of literary work,
Odoracer was not a monk. He was a leader of warriors.
Oh, you're right about that. Yes, he was a warlord.
He was a warlord.
Like Vercingetorix.
Yeah, that was only a
tart. I loved old Vercingetorix. What a great name.
How about Boadicea?
Yeah, Boadicea.
Her bursting Boadicea. Oh, and of course, she was a warrior queen who battled from her chariot, fought against the Romans. Yay, go.
Go, baby, go.
Oh,
beautiful bodice on
the Viking queen. Yes, remember the Viking queen? You ever see that one?
Yeah.
At 3 a.m. used to play it a lot.
Viking women versus the sea serpent.
In fact, that's one of the topics we'll do one night because this will be a three-day Subgenius Film Festival.
Do you have Viking women versus the sea serpent?
No, I only have
a collection of Viking movies.
Where
including
battle scenes, where they
the
have
Vikings.
With
Ernest Borgnine.
Yes.
Come flying out
and
of
I have the other one that had Richard Widmark. What was the name of that
alien
one?
Alien soldiers, all the pieces.
That was called...
What was that one? Richard Widmark.
Yes, I know. He's a Viking.
He's a Viking, and it's not a bad one.
Last of the Vikings.
Last of the Vikings, yeah.
Really?
The last shot of the Last of the Vikings as the dolly shot's going up, you see the tire tracks of the thing. and it was just bad luck. You know, the waves didn't quite come up on that run. And I think in that one, you also see there are a couple of extras. We watched
the
vaccinations and tattoos they could powder over, but telegraph poles in the background, airplanes maybe.
Yeah, we love that stuff.
Last of the Vikings was wonderful.
I got a copy of that.
I know
a widescreen version. I could give you a copy if you want.
You should watch that for
Subgenius Film Fest.
That would be a fun one to cut in with. Caller, you know, I didn't mean to ignore you.
Sorry we were ignoring you.
Did you turn that caller to the
cold? Were you talking about how the West was won?
No, we were talking about...
Where the guy got his leg cut off
Richard Widmark in The Last Viking.
Oh, my. They were...
I saw a bunch of those in that... What is it? The three-screen arrangement in San Francisco.
The West was won.
Cinerama. Cinerama, yeah.
MC Hammer.
You say Cinerama, we say Cinerama.
Cinerama.
And if the movie was any good, it'd actually be worth getting.
What is that one?
How the West Was Won.
How about Land of the Pharaohs?
I have a copy of How the West Was Won.
I like Blu-ray.
When you get director's cut, the widescreen version
the
that was composed
that
from the wonderful
version.
The wonderful Cinerama cut, you get these beautiful anamorphic weird distortions in it. You know,
it's
actually
a pretty good Blu-ray.
You realize why? Because each of those three panels has its own vanishing point in perspective.
Right. And it was great to see that.
So as something travels across the screen, it weirdly shrinks and expands.
But they digitally combined it better than it ever looked in any theater.
Yeah, it's great. I love that. I have a copy of that, and it's just a wonderful old style.
And now,
do you remember Rissamer?
In our feature presentation.
Which one?
Rissamer. He was another guy around the time of Odoracer, a little later. Now, he was a German guy who kind of was the...
His name didn't have the word odor in it. We were trying to find all the odor guys we
who's got
find.
A bunch of...
He's folded around the Augustus.
Whoa, look at that. It's
what's his name? Augustulus, the last Roman emperor.
Fistulus?
Pushing aside.
Remember Fistulus?
That's the one I used to get on.
Christulus.
I was talking about Fistulus.
It's the Universal Pictures Fanfare.
I never thought about it. It's just so deep in my...
They had great names back then.
That's a different performance than the one that...
Odoranus does beat out Odoracer, though.
Septimus Severus.
Yeah.
Now, there is an armpit.
No kidding.
Yeah, the seventh cut hurts most of all. So now that the movie is beginning, a Warner Brothers First National Picture... The Social Realism Studio presents...
No, not that. Come on.
Cookie LaMove.
403, and we didn't even say what station.
And Edward Everett.
Somebody said it in 354, though. Hello?
A cheesy 1950s historical...
KBFA and KBFB.
That's what we need.
Berkeley. KFC.
Like the Egyptian
and
or something.
KZFR in
Chico. Oh, yeah.
Also, starring
Edmund Purdom.
What was that other one, though? The one with
Victor
Mature. Didn't he do
Gene
lured into the pyramid and they seal up the pyramid.
That's Land of the Pharaohs.
Land of the Pharaohs.
I like
the Pharaohs.
I have a copy of that one. I have a copy of that one.
The end is great where the pyramid seals itself.
That's, and don't forget, it has the wonderful Joan Collins.
Sand flows out in huge blocks
of stone. She was so hot in that movie.
They're all.
Joan Collins.
And Joan Collins in her midriff-bearing outfit is sealed forever into the tomb.
And Jack Hawkins, the stately, lordly Jack Hawkins.
Yeah, but he comes to a bad end because...
Yes, because he was greedy, like all things.
No, because she got her revenge against him, because when she came to see him before, she was publicly stripped and whipped.
And that was good enough for that.
Avenge.
But don't you
humiliation?
Remember what she was like? But they were both, it was a really a moral play.
Actually,
corruption.
It was a match made in heaven.
It was
they
a match
made in
heaven.
They were just perfect for each other.
They were perfect. They were perfect.
Let's watch
nonetheless,
that scene.
All through the movie, they're building Pharaoh's tomb, and by the end, it's finally finished.
Also got a copy just recently of... I was collecting Egyptian
Pharaoh
films just recently.
Treasures.
I think you will be happy if you do this.
Have you seen The Egyptian with
the
Edmund Purdom, Peter Ustinov?
The physician.
He is
it's all the time on cable.
He is a physician.
The Egyptian. The Egyptian is
He is a physician. Yes. An Egyptian physician.
Is his name.
Sinewy. Yeah. That's the way he was. Right. Our hero is known as Sinewy.
He's a Sinewy.
Fallen in love with the beautiful Nefer.
Nefer.
No, her name's Nefer, and she destroys men and sucks out their souls.
Who played that part? I'm trying to remember who played
some babe. I don't know. The real girlfriend was pure as the driven snow, and she was Gene Simmons.
Yes, Gene Simmons.
And then, of course, there was the wily slave Kapta, played by Peter Ustinov.
It's a Russian animation.
And the cruel pharaoh Horemheb, played unforgettably by Victor Mature.
Victor Mature.
Oh, the physician, the guy who gets on the outs.
Yeah.
Music composed by Alfred Newman and Bernard Herrmann.
Yep.
And so
what
run.
A classic. Those were like, those were the classic epics of the 60s.
Yes, the clash of cymbals and a giant orchestra, the scene of the soldiers marching into the throne room.
Massive
three or three minutes just for them all to get in there.
Right.
Marching in their steel cuirasses.
They were actually marching in a big circle around the camera.
A little bit reminiscent. Have you ever seen the opening
for
Julie J. Morris Titus?
Ben-Hur was probably the greatest expression of
that. I've got that on VHS tape.
Ben-Hur
was
you know, after you've ever, when you were a child and you watched these on them, you know, our kids, you watched them in the movie on TV, and you saw the pan and scan version, and then you get to go back and see the original widescreen again.
It's so
unbelievable. It's just so great to see so much of the picture. You were used to watching 30% of a movie, and now you're seeing the whole thing.
If you're lucky enough to have seen it in a
30% of the movie, sounds like Taxi to California with the lottery.
The Blu-ray is the closest we can get now to a theatrical experience.
Blue ain't the word for the ray.
Don't forget, I think it's
high def. Well, it hurts when you make it big.
John Wayne.
That's the form of...
Yeah, Susan Hayward and John Wayne's playing Genghis Khan with the fake eyes, and he says, that Tartar woman makes my blood boil.
Boar tie.
That's a good one.
My blood boil.
They shot it in a radioactive waste.
He was great, his accent.
Yes, well, that was a movie where they were all exposed to thousands of wrenches of toxic radioactivity, and they all got cancer, including the Duke. Including co-star Susan Hayward, who plays the fiery boar tie.
Of course.
They all got cancer from that.
They
it was amazing.
Died.
Yeah, they did. They
everybody.
Hauled in radioactive sand from the nuclear test sites and sprayed it all over Hollywood.
Put that sand over here.
Let me leave you with a tip to look something up.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You will remember it very probably if you watched Captain Satellite. Go look up the Russian animation, The Frog Princess. It is a treat that you may remember like a past life having seen in serialized form. I tracked it down after many years.
And it's on YouTube?
Yeah, but it's in Russian characters. The original Russian is on YouTube. I think there's a...
There's no point in Russian about...
And there's this evil king with a spiky head, crown. You'll
don't
remember
vote for
it
him.
If you saw it.
It's not really very clear, but, you know, I've seen fabulous Russian animations before, so I have every reason to believe you.
Apparently, a number of them were serialized.
Are you familiar with the stop-motion animation productions of Ladislav Starovich?
Yes.
Like The Devil's Ball?
I have a copy of that one.
Now, isn't that one cool?
A bunch of those from the 50s.
And he did many with insects by actually animating the actual insects. He jointed their little limbs and used stop-motion animation. Of course, in the modern age, this was done for the movie The Secret Adventures of Tom Thumb.
Who was the guy, the Romanian guy that did, like, Alice in Wonderland and...
Bunin.
No, it was a different one.
Bunin did his Alice in Wonderland.
The one I was thinking of is someone other than Bunin. It was, he did the stop-motion animation, and it had the really... It was a very... scary kind of version of Alice in Wonderland because...
Oh, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, this is more recent, like the 80s or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Svenkmeyer.
Jan Svenkmeyer. Jan Svenkmeyer.
I was thinking back in the days of, you know, Bunin had the misfortune to have Walt Disney's cartoon come out at the same time, and they suppressed his film and wouldn't let him release it, even though he'd been animating it for years. A British study found that London traders with relatively long ring fingers earn 11 times as much money as do men with short ring fingers. And a survey found that female investors' portfolios recently lost only one-third as much value as those of male investors. African-American women were shrinking, while obese Americans outnumbered overweight Americans for the first time. More Americans were signing up for paid drug trials. Australian researchers were trying to solve the problem of humans outliving their eyes. Scientists found that brown snout spookfish grow mirrors, reflect light into their retinas. Honeybees dance more frequently and vigorously after freebasing cocaine. Two species of whispering bats produce echolocation calls 100 times louder than biologists
after,
had expected. Male bison will bellow.
What I heard today was that
mate more
people
often.
That smoke and eat fruit are more likely to get cancer than people who eat fruit and don't smoke. Isn't that amazing?
That's so nauseating, the idea of smoking while you eat fruit.
Yeah,
no wonder they get cancer.
Through a piece of fruit, you just core the fruit, build a little cylinder.
Oh, you smoke through the fruit with the cigarette?
Smoke through the fruit.
Now that's even more disgusting.
The cigarette in the other end of it, you inhale through the fruit.
Yeah, right. Hail to the fruit. Oh,
don't forget, you do it 20 feet away from any entrance that's in a public building or private building or any place where other people may be and can be susceptible to your hideous secondhand smoke. You evil, evil, horrible person, except we appreciate the fact that the taxes that are based on your purchase are going to help the children.
Ornithologists who spray painted over Eurasian eagle owls white fecal squirts on dark rocks observed that the owls tended to re-squirt the rocks within a day. Confused and dead pelicans returning up far from shore in California. Pygmy killer whales.
Jerks. Where'd he go?
Can you hear me now?
No, I can't. I can hear you, but I can't hear Dr. Howe.
My name is Patsy. We are four of the five members of Shakewell. We couldn't find our bass player.
There they are.
There he is. He's lost for a minute.
This is Shakewell, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're going to love them just as much as we do. It's a really big shoe tonight with Shakewell. And here we go.
Oh, is this?
This is Patsy McDonald.
Oh, okay.
What the? And there she is. Thanks to YouTube. I guess Doug shot this at the last Shakewell concert. This, in fact, is at Amnesia, where I'm going to bomb on Sunday night.
This is the...
No, it isn't. It's at...
Shakewell.
It's at Cell. They did perform at Amnesia, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, this background is not Amnesia.
Why do you think that will bomb?
Oh, I don't know. I'm having really weird thoughts about it.
Weird.
Boy, these are good. We've got a good field of beer here.
Well, I got two hands to
Eric
play
and,
with.
Eric and Robin.
Because both the main people are really super hands, so they're really fun to shoot. Yeah, so it's three part of Shakewell playing at the fundraiser for to send those guys abroad.
It's not to send them abroad.
Oh, sorry.
It's to bail out the entire festival. The Euros went bankrupt, so now Chicken has to bail them out for it to happen.
That's
you
great.
Know, he already had
hero.
Fundraisers to raise
he's
some money.
Financial
to...
hero to the.
Yeah. We'll see if it all brought enough lucre into being, but perhaps it did.
There are lots of these bands, these people have bandises that all jam, yeah. And link up on video on a channel.
Yeah, got to admit, Eric McFadden is magnificent.
That's great.
Magnificent technique, too.
Yes.
He's so funny to
look
watch.
Look at him go. Yeah, he's great.
Doing all that stuff for the Prince business.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, I'm saying they're natural. They're so fun to shoot. They're both such spotlight hands and really good at what they do. She really just captures the room. It's fun. And they're playing tonight at Yoshi's, I guess. Well, folks, you know, it's like, there's just endless everything.
I saw her the other day at the donut place. She was in the donut place.
Oh, yes. Donuts are big.
Beautiful Bob's Donuts.
Bob's is a particular favorite. There's that name again.
It's not by accident.
I'm a Bob.
It really does seem to have some special power.
Everyone's
unlikely things happen.
I go back over to the Doc Stockian footage that I did years ago to a song, and I can't remember the name of the song.
Now it says editing disabled in full screen. What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe moving the cursor? I have no idea what that means.
The curse of the cursor.
I just wish they could. I mean, this must be a way to turn that off. It's very distracting and stupid.
Who is the keyboard player? I don't recognize.
It's a member of, should I say, secretly. He's with every band in the world. He's a member of the Stoopeds.
Oh.
He's the main member of the Stoopeds.
Yeah.
Josh. It's Josh. And he's in The Residence, and he's
a
million
everywhere.
Band. He's an amazing musician. And if you
that.
Watch carefully the interplay between the guitar player and him, they probably only practice a number of times. What saves them all is they are all four of those people are professionals. So they're able to do this, you know, in a short time. It was fun. Bass player. Now we're trapped on YouTube.
YouTube. Well,
that's what happens on a show. Once you turn on YouTube.
But the audio is okay to play on the radio.
All the humor
they can't
goes
see
away.
The video.
You know, the
but,
show goes away. But you can see those anytime.
Videos? I can't see them anytime.
Yeah, you've got your Mac.
You can just
go
your
down
Mac.
Oh, I see.
You can do it on your Wi-Fi card on the Mac.
Well, that's a particularly good song, but, too. But let's not lose track of
where we are in the script here.
Yeah, I'm reinflating the show now.
Biologists Pumps released blue, back. Green, okay, orange, pink, and yellow button. Mice into the Utah desert.
I mean, after all, the people are waiting for this level of self-importance.
Girls are better than boys. I mean, recognizing the sweet and sour
tastes. You know what the worst part about that was? For a minute there, watching them, I wasn't thinking about me.
Yeah, that's what you forgot. You got to be thinking about
panda
you.
In China bit his third human.
I'm talking about me.
Yeah, no, me. Not you.
I'm talking about me.
I could care less about you.
And me too. You know, I could care less about you.
Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about me.
Yeah, enough about me. Let's talk about me.
Me.
Let's talk about... Hey, for let's change.
For once,
can we talk about me?
Me.
Come on.
I've never left.
Let's just change the agenda for once. Let's talk about me for a change.
Me.
I have never stopped talking about me ever.
I think that's the point. It's like to stop talking about me for a while so I can talk about me for a while.
The other thing I found out is if you want 700 hits a day, put up a contortionist.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't get to see that contortionist because I got stuck in the marriage chapel throughout the entire event.
My name is Tara Quinn.
Tara Fratella.
Super famous.
That's right. Super famous.
We thought about coming, but we didn't have couldn't get a baby.
But we didn't bake a cake. Yeah. Oh, yes, I understand. So it's like.
But instead, we're going to do a genius film festival.
Well, Pete Goldie was there with his quantum entanglement.
I didn't even see him.
He must have
been.
Again.
He must have been in a little dark place because I never even saw Pete Goldie
now,
in his special entanglement.
Just
thing.
As an advance, before I watch this, how does she stack up against Rubber Boy? Is she as flexible as Rubber Boy is, or does she contort in a different way?
Yeah, different presentations. You know, that's a good question. She probably might with a lot of...
Chimichanga burrito. Talk to Molly just about it.
I eat the chimichanga.
Like, there's a lady behind me screaming every once in a while, just makes a tape.
Yes, I guess she knows what she's doing. It like always kind of bothers
me. Special enthusiasm scream, you know.
You know, I realize the human frame has more plasticity potentially. Oh my gosh. Well, she's pretty good.
26 years old, Tracy. What's her name? Quinn. Her last name is Quinn.
And she's how old? 36?
26.
Oh.
And does yoga classes in New York and here.
Yeah, that's just great. So everyone in Northern California, you need to know that we're watching this on YouTube. And it's a lady who's doing a contortion.
Yeah, she's contorting, but
and
she's
so
also
we can
showing
see what's happening, even though you can't. You should just go search
actually,
for contortionist on YouTube.
What is it? Yeah, contortionist
and
on YouTube.
And you can see it yourself.
What's your first name?
Look at that crowd go wild.
But, it's just great. People are going nuts. They're screaming. She's contorting. She's walking on her back.
Hey, Philo, you know what I'm thinking right now?
What?
They can't get enough of me. Get enough of me. I hear those people cheering.
That's you they're cheering.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Look
they
at
just want to know the guy who's taking the movie. Not everything to do with.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing? How am I doing?
Hey,
how am I doing?
How am I doing? Hey, it looks like you're doing fine.
Remember that time we had that caller who called up and said, hey, how am I doing?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember that one time.
And then he said, is this a tape? And we said, yeah,
she's
it's a tape.
Quite pretty, and this is stimulating, but I have to say Rubber Boy can actually do more disturbing things with his body than...
This is wonderful. Wonderful.
She's very flexible. It's very appealing.
I think I'll check the weather.
I have a feeling there were people who were looking at that thing, or still are.
Right now?
Unhealthy, in an unhealthy direction.
Unhealthy, eh? I mean, they're wishing for something
she's
to go wrong.
You know what's funny? Look, she's sitting on her own head.
Yep. She's rocking.
That's a good angle if you want to shot that from.
It's the only angle, really, I think, for that act. Unless you were above her, that would be good. But the face shot. And the crowd goes wild and wild and wild and wild.
Now they're getting quite a show.
The song is great for that crowd, too.
And she's got it down to a science where she's always making some kind of movement, even when she's not performing.
Right,
the,
yeah, exactly.
Her
exactly.
tricks. Something. So it all flows from
and
one.
And the movements sometimes are based on flexing while she's, you know, working the body that she's got to work with.
She needs to flex in between those extremes.
She does these funny little movements, and then watching it later, I realize she's bending things to get ready for the next.
And so if you call now at 848-4425, you may change the direction of the show.
I hope that stage is clean because
instead, we may
touch every part of the body.
Before the end of the show, you know, that sometimes when you do these live shows,
there she's done. She's bowing.
It can be a real mess afterwards. But there's lots of parking.
Got a good angle there.
I'm going to take the camera off.
Part.
That's downstairs at the party here.
Yes.
And man, it's rocking down there if you want to go
search for
down.
A city to add to a world clock.
How about Spunk?
Do it now.
Oh, I thought you didn't realize it was
do it.
Rhetorical.
Do it.
I thought you meant you were offering the opportunity to connect to an actual city.
I want you to understand where New York fits in the scheme of the world clock.
New York clock?
I want you to understand where you fit into the scheme of the world clock.
Well,
have
I
you
always
thought about the world clock lately? Is
this
something that just passes
hole.
By your conscious thought?
Up in rural Evansville, Indiana. And the Wabash River. So I saw the brick kilns and I glowing like the devil's furnace.
And it's 48 degrees right now in San Francisco.
In the evening, you can see the fireflies out over the cornfield.
And today, we're going to have a high of 68.
I was high. I was taking a pill. We didn't walk
that all
you were
on
the Jericho Hill.
That wasn't all you were taking. You were taking a bucket of pills.
A bucket of pills will cure your ills.
The lady wanted to know if you guys were on the radio because you're just so damn sexy.
Oh, yeah. Radio. Yes, Harvard researchers found that rich Indians were the most likely among their countrymen to selectively abort female fetuses, and that Coca-Cola is not an effective spermicide.
Coca-Cola.
The eldest sisters in polysororal families tend to lose their virginity later. Female worker ants who attempt to reproduce via parthenogenesis in the presence of the queen will be attacked by their peers. A survey of squid reproduction found that some species, males, slice open the bodies of females to insert their sperm, whereas other males release flesh-dissolving sperm packets that burrow into their partners. A Canadian study found that lesbian and bisexual girls are between 2 and 7 times likelier than straight girls to get pregnant. And
are these from the burrowing sperm worms?
Among teenagers was
we're
noted by researchers at the Bradley
right
Asbro Children's Research Center.
What
kangaroos
is thing you
said a scientist at Australia's Center of Excellence for Kangaroo Genomics are more genetically similar to humans than previously thought.
Watch closely. The
giant cave bears were found to have been killed off not by humans but by the last ice age. Scientists studying nanodiamonds concluded that woolly mammoths in early Native American cultures were wiped out in 10,900 BC by a swarm of comets. Mars may have been rendered uninhabitable by climate change. Engineers began testing radar-activated robots that will eventually search for life in the depths of Europa's ice-covered, moon-encircling sea.
Will they search for life in the depths of Uranus?
Liquid water was spotted shooting from the Saturnian moon Enceladus. And Titan may have cryovolcanoes that weep ammonia and ice
into
space.
Ammonia?
On the dwarf planet Eris, astronomers suspected it snows methane and nitrogen as the Milky Way and Andromeda galaxies colliding glow in the sky. Physicists looking for gravitational waves may have discovered instead the noise of space-time breaking down into individual grains. These quantum convulsions would confirm the theory that the universe is a blurry holographic projection of a distant two-dimensional plane.
Another study found that a far-off roar makes the universe surprisingly loud.
Hey, I just got some email in my email. Yeah, and it says that you can get 100 milligrams
E-I-E-I-O.
Pills.
I need 100 milligrams
for
right
only
now.
$129.
Oh, forget it. If I have to pay $129.
Don't worry about that. Here, I'll do, go in
like
this
60
line.
Pills.
Oh, I didn't say do this line. I said go in this line.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's still
some
that's here.
Too much.
Oh, okay. You got some show, man?
I get email for stuff a lot cheaper than that.
I can make another.
A lot cheaper than that. Anytime I want. Here, go, Dr. Hal.
Do you have a glass of water?
Yeah, here you go.
Better. Okay, wow. And now we have Marcus and his orchestra.
It's an energy melt.
Look at them in the old energy melt at the bottom of the sea. How is this accomplished? Through high-tech maneuvers and illicit behavior. We're going to bring every molecule of it to you in the next 40 seconds after these 12 commercial messages. Yes, they're searching for the tomb of Cleopatra and Mark Antony. They are in Egypt.
Really?
They think they might find it this time. You know, they've looked for a long time for that celebrity couple, but they've squirreled away their mummified remains in the Egyptian desert. So far, impervious to investigators, with pith helmets and, well, you've seen the movies. But now they believe there is some chance that they may uncover the final burial place of the reclusive Roman commander and his lovely inamorata, Cleopatra, the sixth of that name, mother of Caesarion, and previous lover of the mighty Julius Caesar himself. Yes, Cleopatra was the last queen of ancient Egypt. Actually, she was an Alexandrian Greek, to tell the truth.
Damn.
I mean, not the Romans put out a lot of propaganda about her, and you know, whoever loses gets bad propaganda, and they were puritanical, so she has to be this hoochie-coochie figure who seduced Caesar and seduced Antony, but she seduced him by being a charming person, not by wearing transparent dirndls, although everyone in Egypt wore them. You could see right through them. As a descendant of the Macedonian royal family that had been ruling Egypt since the time of Alexander the Great, Cleopatra learned to speak Egyptian to communicate with her subjects and worked to keep her adopted land from being overwhelmed by Roman power. But then came the tramp of the legion's feet and the sight of the eagles in the distance. The power of Rome was overwhelming, and the
overwhelming. It was overwhelming.
Overwhelming
had the power of Rome over him.
In the middle of destructive,
and I just thought he was like show boss, bossing his way around here like he had some kind of power.
We're
when we try to voice our complaints, me and Dr. Howe, we're just like the show content providers, and we voice our opinion. What do? We just get batted down in the back of the hand of the show boss.
4,000 trumpets sounded.
Trying to get a little raise.
Warlike
you know,
glee.
We get a,
as that great host with measured tread.
After the show.
And fears advanced. I mean, spears advanced.
You know,
and ensigns
that's not too
spread,
much to ask.
Rolled slowly toward
is that too much
the
to ask,
head.
Dr. Howe?
Where stood the dauntless three? Well, I don't know. I give up. But no, I, no,
is
not
it
at
too
all.
Much?
Nothing is too much to ask. It's only that most is too much to receive. But to ask by all means. Ask not what. Well, just ask. Ask and it shall be given. Yes, seek and it'll be fine. Now, what do you have? Pardon me, let me polish the old mahogany here. And then we'll see if we can tickle the ivory some more. Go down memory lane to a time when men were men. When you wore a stand-up collar and a dollar was a dollar. When there were no TV sets, only barbershop quartets. We're getting kind of Nauseous, arduous, give me the good old days. The future makes me nauseous, arduous, give me the good old days. When natural foods were at your feet and grandma made those jams, and it wasn't sodium silicol illuminate, but a humanate, when you wore a stand-up color, and a dollar was a dollar.
Here, take this. Here, take this. Take this. Here, rub this liniment on your chest.
Wow, it's Gus's goose grease. That's so much better. And
your chest is so ample, Dr. Howe.
Well, you rub this Vicks Vapor Rub mixture on there. And,
I think you may want to consider an appliance here.
At Appliance TV City.
To prop up this aspect of your
ass, Dr. Howe.
Your abdomen.
The cheapest guys in town. Where TVs are our only business. Except we'll also sell you a Lazy Boy recliner in which to watch your bulge-matronic television. So join us at Appliance TV City, the cheapest guys in town. The Color TV King, where TVs are our only business, unless you want to buy a Lazy Boy recliner. And then those are also our only business. God bless us, everyone, this Christmas season. Tiny Tim, Uncle Scrooge. Ah, this is much better. Going over the snow with the little floating heads of Santa Claus. How delightful. Look at him waving at the forest creatures. Now, if everything is pure, crisp, cold, brightly colored, stop-motion animated, winking, waving, grinning, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Cleopatra, if she had succeeded in becoming a partner in rule with Rome, would have remade the Mediterranean world, socially, politically, and religiously, kind of like Jackie O. This is obviously a speculative interpretation, but it is interesting to consider for the...
For about 5 minutes, yeah.
Well, what are the interesting details?
Yeah, for about maybe...
Hellenistic life and
maybe,
life in ancient Rome.
5 seconds.
Latifundia, the giant farms which were ably run by their managers, and of course the system of roads that made Rome a colossus that bestrode the world. Then there's Cleopatra's identification with the Egyptian goddess Isis, an especially intriguing aspect of her story. It was traditional for Hellenistic rulers in Egypt to receive worship as deities, but Cleopatra's choice to present herself as a new Isis seems to have reflected a genuine personal commitment to the maternal and salvational qualities
of the radio,
goddess.
Oh, yeah, radio, Isis, all that stuff, the show.
Don't you remember the end of The Mummy, the original movie, when Isis moves her hand and blasts the mummy with terrible, brilliant actinic rays in response to the prayers of a modern girl?
I don't remember that part.
She appeals to Isis and cries, "Oh, Isis, save me." And she does. Isis turns out to be a real god. And the hand of the statue moves and it blasts the mummy. The mummy turns into a rotted pile of crap.
Yeah,
right there on the spot. You know, he just crumbles, poor guy. He just wanted to get his girlfriend back, but you knew that.
Yeah, I knew that.
On the question concerning Cleopatra's ethnic identity, which has been debated by scholars, was she black, or was she pink, or maybe coppery colored, or possibly a little pasty, marmoreal white? The evidence as we have it requires a negative answer. At the same time, she does present a forensic facial reconstruction.
This
perhaps gives us a glimpse of what Cleopatra looked like. Just get a load of this. Yes, they are looking for that tomb, and who knows, they may find it. After all, they found the Titanic.
they. It just depends on who they is.
Everything is being better.
Some of those that say they are not the ones that found the Titanic.
Better and better
about all the little airplanes that flocked into the sky from various sides. And thinking how maybe we could even find them someday.
Earth orbiting satellites.
It would be great if we could find them. Because we've been talking about they always doing something to us. And if we could find them for a change, it would be
great. Just photograph them, go down to them souvenir stores, buy some.
They are who they ever were, but now they have much better tools, and Earth orbiting satellites see the foundations of ancient castles and cities that
you have readings
we can't
of
suspect
ancient
exist.
Battles, meaning World War II. You have the actual GPS style readings of things. So
more
can
be found.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Thank you.
But why does ancient Roman civilization continue to fascinate? Well, kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, let's try the Campbell Soup commercial in Latin.
The Campbell Kids!
And they're going to be singing in Latin. Aerial Expo.
Wow, I never knew the Campbell Kids were such aerial acrobats. But look at those little cherubic bodies traveling in incredible speeds. Whoa, well, I guess into every life, some rain must fall.
Yes, that's true. Some rain, some sun, some dust, some a little ray of hope every now and then.
As when the Western Roman Empire
collapsed in
476. Of course, the sack of Rome was in 410 A.D.,
But up on the, in the future, the Romans were thinking in the future these kinds of battles won't happen because they could see that ray of hope and they could look into 2009 and say, by then war will be gone and everybody will be at peace and they'll be trading with each other.
Well, it's the Christian influence that weakened and destroyed the old Imperium.
I think every side's got their...
It might have been a good thing, but on the other hand...
When you say on the other hand, that means you have to change...
Yeah, on the other hand, you have to change the
On the other hand, obviously, happens. They had something good going.
That's pretty good.
Is it the same they, though, or is it a different they now? Is it the they that's
it's
more
the same
closely
they
associated
because it was
with
a vast
them?
Bureaucracy, even at the time of the Caesars. In 27 B.C., Octavian...
The same they is more like an organic evolving complex of them and they
this
and
This announcement,
those.
Of course, had been carefully
Everybody
staged.
But us.
And his supporters protested his resignation, claiming that Rome could not survive without Octavian. Octavian's
Everybody
response was theatrical, reluctant, and he agreed to act as consul for only 10 years, overseeing the provinces of Egypt, Spain, Syria, and Gaul. Because these were the provinces where most of Rome's legions were based, Octavian now had control of the army, the military. In response to his generous sacrifice of powers, the Senate bestowed upon him the name Augustus, which means revered one. Augustus claimed to have restored the Republic, but in fact he had gained powers that at one time had been held by numerous officers and brought an effective end to Republican government forever. From then on, it was the Roman Empire.
Amen.
Yeah, no Senate ruled, although the Senate was there and they debated, but they were lackeys. And
they really had no power.
Not against...
Except they had...
They abnegated
they some,
power. They willingly gave power away to Caligula and others. But from time to time...
They wanted to not have... Actually, they wanted somebody to save them. It was just easy that way. And that way they became slaves to the state.
But the Senate was more powerful during, say, the time of the Servile War, so speaking of slaves, when Spartacus had his famous insurrection. At that time, Julius Caesar was still in politics, but had just entered it as a very young man under the tutelage of the wily Tiberius Gracchus of the Gracchi family.
Sure.
One of the richest men in Rome.
Easy to...
later
easy for you to say.
Ostracized, and he killed himself because he knew that if he didn't, he would have been destroyed by Marcus Licinius Crassus, who took over in a military coup. Well, that's the way it is. You know, what are you going to do? Can't fight City Hall. Besides, this didn't matter much to most common citizens.
That happens to me.
But it mattered when they had to crucify slaves along the entire length of the Appian Way, one after the other. That was hard to ignore.
I just go listen to my Swingin' Love Corpse stuff.
The Swingin' Love Corpse.
This is the people that just wish they could play like the Swingin' Love Corpse. They're trying their best.
Those
like
would be horse. Nobodies.
It's the Dark Horse and the Dark Stallion.
Would be good.
And they were hoping one day that Doug Fowler would jump off the stage and throw his bass at a guy and say, "Here, you do it." And Philo would jump off the stage and give the guy the mic and say, in the saxophone, say, "Here, you do it."
Remember that time he had that one string bass?
And Colonel Sphinx drum would jump off stage and say, "Here, you do it." And the whole band would give their instruments to these people in the audience. And
yeah. And then they'd take off, and then there was this audience up there trying to figure out, what do we play
next? This is what they were playing.
What's the next song? Yeah.
They played, you know, Swingin' Love Corpse-ish, like.
Actually, the best place that was most successfully done was at the first Subgenius convention, when we had Doctors for Wotan and Doctors for Bob played a joint set. And then during the course of their set, they exchanged members with the audience until ultimately all of the band members were in the audience watching the audience members play their instruments horribly. But no less horribly than the band players were playing them themselves, because that was the point, was to play horrible back then.
Man, did they ever.
Ah, me, it's nice to relax here by the ocean. Now, where the hell are they?
They're down there.
Down there. In Los Angeles, you mean? At the Houston Museum of Natural Science, I can't get there. Walt Disney World's Animal Kingdom, I can't get there.
Why not?
The San Diego Natural History Museum, I might get there. I'd like to get there. To see the prehistoric murals painted by William Stout. The latest issue of the Prehistoric Times just came. The newest news from millions and millions of years ago. I always devour the magazine when it appears, and here it is. I hold it in my hands and can read about exotic prehistoric behemoths of distant eras and epochs.
Live free, die young, and leave a good-looking corpse.
Leave a good-looking 60-foot corpse. Yes. Down, boy, down. Downwind, boy.
Yes, downwind, please.
Wow.
Now, you know you're going to have to clean up after that, Dr. Howe, right?
Well,
you can't bring a horse in the studio like that and not expect not to have to clean up. We know we didn't leave those. We let the janitors off.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. But whoever heard of a talking horse, the horse is the famous.
Triceratops and Apatosaurus. Where's that? Looks like a Stegosaurus to me. I don't understand what you're talking about. Well, anyway,
Go right to the source. The horse, of course, he'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. The famous Mr. Ed. On thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life, not my life. And the woman shall bruise thy head with her heel, and thou shalt crawl around, because you were bad, and you made them eat that apple. Amen.
You or any, all women?
I'm speaking, of course, to my first created woman. That was Eve down there. You see her slogging away from Eden, dressed in frou-frou leaves with her equally guilty husband, Adam, although she started it. But really, it was the snake, and he it was whose guile, stirred up with envy and revenge, deceived the mother of mankind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What time his bride had cast him out of heaven with all his host of rebel angels, by whose aid Spyro had set himself in glory above his peers, he trusted to have equaled the Most High if he opposed, and with ambitious aim against the throne and monarchy of God, raised impious war in heaven and battle proud.
Impious? They had those imps in there, and it was the impiest war I'd ever seen.
No, he was impious or impious.
Well, I know that, but did you see the imps?
The imps, well, I saw them just
it was
recently.
The, they were the impiest. It was they
little
were so
guys
impy.
Who aid down in imps. Hell, aid in the tortures of the damned.
That's all they do is try to help the pain, move the
they
pain
They do.
Along.
They have their special way of torturing folks. But, you know, they...
Now, have you looked into Jesus' eyes lately?
I haven't seen Jesus for quite some time. Last time I saw him was years ago in the Black Rock Desert. But I haven't seen him. And I also haven't seen...
Have you seen this picture?
This picture of Larry Harvey and Superman.
Larry Harvey was a friend of mine. Friend of mine.
We used to burn the man.
Take me fishing all the time. All the time. Used to throw the ball to me when I was just a kid. They say he shot the president. I don't think he did. That's a beautiful thing.
Isn't that
had
a beautiful
moment
thing?
Like that
look.
At the Ask Dr. Hal show where all the people laughed and laughed and laughed at the.
They laughed.
The,
and
this
laughed.
Is the album cover to our, the, our 2008 album.
2008.
No, actually, all the oldsters sang the song for TV or not TV.
Did they sing the blues?
No, it's not
TV,
that album, is it?
Or
this
not
lands for Mousers, trousers, and for kiddies that...
okay,
that,
I want you guys to
that's
play
from,
this.
From, isn't that from...
I got some sheet
got
music here.
In my mind. I've
got
to work on
I got some sheet
this.
Music here I want you to work on,
this,
Hal.
I'm you work play, on this
you can read
air
music,
hammers.
Got some
no,
sheet.
I can't.
I got some sheet music I want you to work on.
Sheet, man, I can't read that.
In a few moments,
that music.
Yep. It's
see
not
this,
the
Hal?
End music. This show
you
doesn't have a
you
sense
see it.
Of music.
You see it?
It isn't like a kind of, like Ask Dr. Hal or
sweet
kind of
music makes
musical cues that they kind of trade
a rainy sky seems
clear
again.
What is the musical cues on this sheet?
It brings you near again.
I use real cues here,
show boss.
Sweet music
showbox.
Makes a bitter word grow sweet again.
That's the music playing on the show
till
right now.
Hearts
yeah.
can beat again.
This is the sheet music for this. Is our
yeah, I was waiting to see if we're in the right area. Okay.
We've this is our best song.
And our little staccato bars here.
Not just staccato, but it has
I
pipe notes. Did you see it has pipe
December,
notes?
Yeah. No, I don't want to see that. Don't
it has pipe notes. This is one of the few
sweet
songs that actually employs the use of pipe notes. You know, not just they don't have just you know quarter notes, eighth notes, 64th notes, all those various slurs and bridges. But we actually have to use pipe notes here, which is a new convention.
Pipe me another one, Piper.
J.R. Bob Dobbs, and it's something that we've been able to employ here on the show from time to time.
J.R. Bob Dobbs.
The use of pipe notes incorporates technology and some algorithms that we've been able to blend
usually
together
that means the monster movie
in a blender using previously...
Soldiers of Dobbs. I salute you.
Formulas that we extracted
the
from these.
No, it isn't X-Day. That's when he does the X-Day speeches.
Dead,
they are menting
thick volumes of unclassified arcana. And in
goes
there
monster.
We found that, yes, it is okay to use pipe notes.
Yep, the monsters always
pipe
get the little kids.
Can anticipate.
You mean we get to come over for the pipe roast?
Processes. And the vibratory functions of the reader of the pipe note music.
What?
And as such, can instill within
the reader
the appropriate tuning mechanisms for their voice and or other musical instruments.
When you come to a tuning fork in the road, take it. But
without
you know,
the use
I
of a tuning fork. And that's the one of the first of many, many benefits of
bona
pipe
fork.
Note.